Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on August 19, urinating Isaac, I-S-A-K, Wurcel, W-U-R-C-E-L. Isaac Wurcel is a 44-year-old male. He reports he was injured on 6-9-20 when he fell off of a roof. But as a result, he believes he injured his left foot, leg, and knee and was seen at Inspira emergency room the same day. Period further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a fractured calcaneus. Period this was repaired surgically on 6-23-20 involving implantation of a plate and 13 screws. Period completed his course of active treatment in November 2021. Period denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Period states he was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 12-23-21, but no treatment was needed. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Wurcel alleges he fell off a roof, injured his left leg, knee, left foot, and sustained a deep vein thrombosis. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Inspira emergency room on 6-9-20. Period. He was on a roof when he heard the boards underneath him start to crack. Period. He tried to climb down a ladder swiftly and lost his footing, causing him to jump approximately 12 feet onto the ground. Period. He felt a sharp pain in his left ankle at that time. Period. It was now painful and swelling. Period. He did not hit his head or have loss of consciousness. Period. He underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with left calcaneal fracture, comma, ankle pain and swelling, comma, and degenerative lumbar disc disease. Period. CAT scan showed the markedly comminuted displaced left calcaneal fracture. Period. He was placed in a splint by the podiatry specialist and on crutches. Period. It was anticipated he would need surgical repair of his fracture. Period. New paragraph. On 6-11-20, Mr. Wurcel was seen by a podiatrist, Dr. Brandt, B-R-A-N-T. Period. The plan was to pursue surgical intervention. Period. This was done on 6-24-20 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 7-9-20. And was placed in a cam walker. Period. He followed up regularly over the next several months. Period. On 11-4-21, he was distributed one pair of extra depth orthotic shoes and one pair of extra depth boots to work for work to accommodate his Arizona brace. Period. It was noted he had a second opinion at Rothman who discussed the possibility of Arizona brace versus subtalar joint arthrodesis. Period. He elected to try the Arizona brace for the time being. Period. New paragraph on 7-23-20, he had a venous doppler ultrasound that showed occlusive deep venous thrombosis involving the left posterior tibial veins. Period. He was seen that same day at Inspira emergency room. Period. It was noted he had been to the podiatrist that day and was found to have a Charlie horse in his left leg. Period. An outpatient ultrasound identified the deep vein thrombosis. Period. He was then started on a 21-day course of Xarelto. Period. He was going to follow up with his primary care physician in that regard as well. Period. New paragraph in 11-23-20. He was seen by a hematologist named Dr. Jenab, J-E-N-A-B, period. She noted he had a number of repeat Doppler ultrasounds in September and October of 2020 that showed persistent DVT. Brady continued on Xarelto. Brady had no previous personal or family history of DVT or pulmonary embolus. Brady discussed he has a chronic left leg thrombus, which is unlikely to dissolve with extended anticoagulation therapy. Brady additionally, the risk of embolic event from a chronic DVT is extremely small and not an indication for long-term anticoagulation therapy. Baird, his Xarelto was going to be discontinued at that time. Period. New paragraph, a CAT scan of the left ankle was done on 12-7-20 to be inserted here. Period. This was repeated on 8-27-21 to be inserted here. Kidney paragraph, Mr. Worsell was seen at Rothman on 10-13-21 by Dr. Raikin, R-A-I-K-I-N, period. It was noted he had returned to work in a modified duty capacity in December, period. He reviewed the more recent CAT scan that showed evidence of good healing of the calcaneal fracture. Brother was significant and progressive subtalar joint arthritis. Brother was also evidence of a non-union of the lateral process of the talus. Brother was evidence of valgus with subfibular impingement. Brother, the internal implants were well fixed. Brother was no disuse osteopenia or evidence of complex regional pain syndrome. Period. They discussed treatment options, non-operative versus operative. Period. He did not believe further physical therapy was required, but he would need long-term use of the Arizona brace. Period. In paragraph on 12-24-21, Mr. Worsell went to Memorial Hospital of Jacksonville emergency room. Period. He had been involved in a motor vehicle accident the previous day, suffering pain in his neck, upper back, and left hip, and worsening pain of an injury to the left foot, parentheses, open reduction, internal fixation of calcaneus, fracture 1 year ago, close parentheses, period. He was a restrained driver slowing down at the scene of an accident on the interstate where cars were already stopped, and he was hit by a driver going about 50 miles per hour. The van was rear-ended and had substantial damage to the back, and then was pushed into a car that was stopped due to the accident ahead. The airbag did not deploy. Period. The patient was restrained. Period. He also had a mild headache. Period. He underwent x-rays of the pelvis and left hip that showed no acute bony abnormalities. But he also had x-rays of the left ankle, cervical and thoracic spine, whose results will be inserted here. Period exam found 5/5 dorsiflexion of the feet and a normal gait. Period. He was discharged on ibuprofen for a back sprain and neck strain. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He loudly and inappropriately spoke about erectile dysfunction in the waiting room and to our medical assistant. Brady complains about not knowing how bad his left foot was until he injured his right foot, on which he was, quote, dependent, period, end quote. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the left foot. Period. It was an L-shaped scar in its lateral aspect, measuring 3.5 inches transversely and 3 inches longitudinally. Period. There was mild swelling about the left ankle. Period. He was tendered a palpation. Mildly inferior to the lateral malleolus. Period. Rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral normal. At the conclusion of the exam, he questioned what percentage impairment he would be getting from this evaluator. Perry was advised this had not yet been determined. Period. Impressions on 6-9-20 Isaac Wurzel fell from a ladder while he was swiftly descending off of a roof. Perry injured his left lower extremity and was seen at the emergency room. Period. X-rays primarily showed a comminuted fracture of his left calcaneus. Period. He then came into the podiatric care of Dr. Brandt. Period. Ongoing conservative care was rendered with serial radiographic studies. Period. He also had second opinion evaluation by Dr. Rakin and pain management assessment by Dr. Pulser. Period. He did sustain a deep vein thrombosis in the left leg, treated with Xarelto. Period. On 12/24/21, he was involved in a motor vehicle accident in Florida. Period. He sustained injuries to the left lower extremity as well as his neck and back. Period. This contradicts his current denial of having needed any treatment after this motor vehicle accident. Period. A paragraph of the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the left foot and ankle. Period. There was mild swelling there and healed surgical scarring. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. Homan's maneuver was negative for deep vein thrombosis. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. And that will be the discussion that there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg or knee. Period. End.